How do you decide what shape your sermon should take? Now, you might think that's a very strange question. Why should a sermon have a shape? But I believe every sermon should have a shape. And we're going to go on and talk about the significance of that in today's Tuesday Teaching Tip. This is episode 334, and it's part 6 of our current series on biblical preaching, inspired by the most wonderful book of the same title by Haddon Robinson. There it is. Please get it and buy it and read it and ingest it in some sense. It'll bless you and the people you speak to. Thoroughly recommend it. And today we're in chapter 6 of the book, The Shapes Sermons Take. Now, how have we got to where we are? Where are we so far as we worked through episodes 1 to 5? Firstly, we've found the key idea that's in our text, the key idea that we believe the writer was writing about. That's the point of the text. That's why it was written. We've already done that. Then we've asked ourselves, well, what does that actually mean if it's really true? What difference does it make to people today if we believe it or not, or act on it or not? And then we've considered what that biblical concept means to us and to our particular audience and the precise purpose of our sermon. In other words, why am I telling this to these people on this particular day? Having done that, we're ready to consider the shape of the sermon, and the shape will help us to make sure that we achieve the purpose for which we think we're meant to preach this lesson. So to find the right shape for your sermon, the first thing we need to do is ask ourselves 4 questions. So let me explain what they are. The first question is, am I explaining an idea? Is that what is happening here? And some texts lend themselves to that, particularly the epistles. For example, Hebrews chapter 1, we find an amazing description of Jesus. And you could say that in Hebrews chapter 1, the key point is that Jesus is superior to anything and anyone. And what you're going to do then is you're going to explain that idea as laid out in Hebrews chapter 1. You'll go through chapter 1 and show how this shows us that Jesus is superior to anything and anyone. So that's explaining an idea. Second question, am I proving a point? There are many scriptures that make a point. James chapter 4 verse 17 talks about the fact that if we know the good and don't, that we ought to do and don't do it, we sin. So the key point there might be, your point being, Christians sin when they know what they should do and refuse to do it. And then you're going to need to prove that point. You can state it, of course, but that doesn't prove it. How else are you going to use that text and other passages, perhaps, to make that point? Are you proving a point? Thirdly, you might ask the question, am I applying a principle? For example, in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verses 1 to 11, we find a discussion there of Paul describing the difference between being a child of light and a child of darkness. And so the key point here might be, what should our attitude be as children of light in a world of darkness? And that's a principle, and you'll be applying that principle. And the fourth question you could ask is, am I completing a subject? For example, your subject might be found in Acts chapter 2, verses 42 to 47, which is the early church. That's the subject, and we see what's happening there in the early church. And your question might be, what makes the church vibrant? And then you teach on that passage, completing that point you've made there, that subject you brought up. 4 questions you can ask. And having done so, then you work on the outline, because depending on how you're approaching it, you'll have a different shape to your outline. Now, first of all, though, a word of caution about outlines, but also a word of encouragement. You see, firstly, it should be noted that there's no formula for a supposedly correct outline. Almost all outlines will have an introduction and a body and a conclusion, but the outline needs to serve the text and your topic and your subject, not the other way around. Secondly, the value of an outline should not be underestimated. As Robinson points out in his book, an outline helps you to do a number of things. For example, to view your sermon as a whole, to clarify whether your points follow logically and naturally one to another. It helps you to crystallize your ideas and to reveal where illustrations, applications, and personal sharing will be needed to make sure that your points hit home. Thirdly, transition statements are important as you look at the shape. What is the transition statement between your first and second points, between your second and third points, and so on, depending on how many points you have? If you can't state the link between your points, your audience will be mystified as to why you've left one point and moved on to another. They can't see your outline, so therefore they need you to verbalize what the connections are. That's an important aspect of shape being meaningful. Introduction, body, conclusion, there'll be a variation on that, linking statements between them. That will help you with your shape. Why not work on an example, take a text and do what we've been doing so far from episodes 1 to 6 today, and find the shape for that sermon. Play with it a little bit and see what you find. I believe every sermon has a shape, even if it's a chaotic one. Better to make it deliberate, not random. And for some of this might sound like engineering a sermon, a rather cold process, but it really isn't. Look at the shape of Jesus's parables. Notice the way that Luke shapes the narrative of the incidents in Philippi in Acts chapter 16. There's a shape to both of those situations. And those shapes, I believe, are deliberate. They help in comprehension and impact. So give your sermon a shape appropriate to its purpose, and I believe you will bless your hearers. Next time, we're going to go on to chapter 7, and the topic of that chapter is making dry bones live. So that'll be next time. By the way, I would encourage you to consider joining AIM UK and Ireland to develop your understanding of Scripture. Our most recent module was homiletics on how to bring a lesson to a group of people. Very helpful. But we cover many other subjects, which you'll find at the website aimukandireland.com. If you've got any questions, then drop me an email, courses@aimukandireland.com, and we'll get back to you. If you've got any comments, leave them where we can see them so that we can learn from each other, because we learn best when we're learning in community. If you've got any questions about the Bible, drop me an email, malcolm@malcolmcox.org. If you'd like a copy of my free ebook on spiritual disciplines, then sign up for my newsletter at my website, malcolmcox.org. Please pass the link on to anybody who you think might benefit. Subscribe, hit the notification button, and remember, at all times, whatever's going on, keep calm and carry on teaching. Take care. God bless.